You're listening to New England Public Radio News. A Connecticut man who was wrongfully imprisoned for 27 years says he's delighted by the verdict in his lawsuit against four Springfield police officers, but not for the reason you might think. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Mark Shand was convicted in 1987 for a nightclub shooting in Springfield that killed a woman bystander. He was released in 2013 after new evidence that witnesses were coerced. Shand was back in court this month to hear a jury award him $27 million, $1 million for every year in prison.
Yeah, nothing's going to beat that verdict when I came home, but it felt good. It felt really good.
But he's emphatic that the huge award means less to him than just holding people accountable for the grave injustice he suffered.
They put me in jail for almost three decades. No one apologized. No one acknowledged they did anything wrong. So this had nothing to do with the money that I don't have yet and don't know if I'm ever going to see.
Shand got virtually no government help after he was released. He originally tried to sue the city of Springfield, but a judge determined he could only sue four individual officers who are now retired. He says his lawyers may appeal that decision, but he's tired of fighting.
But just to be in the courtroom again and have to answer to anything in regards of a murder that you had absolutely nothing to do with, this has been grueling for me. You know, the emotions of it is just bringing back a lot of bad things for me. I would love for this to be over with.
Shand wants to move on with his life and focus on his smoothie business in Connecticut. He used part of a previous $450,000 settlement from the state of Massachusetts to open his first smoothie shop.
I'm in the process of opening up a second one now and possibly a third before the end of the winter.
Shand says he's not making any plans for the $27 million civil award. The attorney for Springfield, Ed Pakula, says the city is only on the hook for $1 million per officer, that's a total of $4 million, and is reviewing its options for appeal. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.